So there's Moses, right? He's standing there on the shores of the sea, holding his hands out over the water in that classic Charlton Heston pose. And nothing happens. The sea does not part until one brave soul begins to wade in. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, that's a pretty good description of what leadership is like in a congregation. Your leaders know this. They know that unless you are willing to wade in with them up to our necks, that sea is not going to part and we're not going anywhere. This year, our leadership team is putting out a really bold invitation for you to consider and hopefully get on board with. You've just heard that in our annual giving campaign, we are inviting our members and friends to make a significant increase in our giving. This is the part where I want to tell you why. There are two big reasons. The first reason is that we have some big ideas about how we want to make a difference in the broader community. For example, we want to make more room on Sundays so that everybody here in Williamsburg who shares our values can come and be a part of this congregation. To that end, we are going to be reinvigorating our early service so that we can realize its full potential to show the best of who we are and to welcome in more people. We also want to do more to support the most vulnerable members of our community. This year, we have begun to wade into a new ministry, partnering with immigrant communities to support refugees and other vulnerable immigrants. This coming year, we want to wade in even deeper. We also want to give back to you, our members, our volunteers, who do so much so generously. Next year, we want to offer a special series of trainings for people who take on leadership roles here to help you grow as spiritual leaders so that when we ask you to do something around here, it is not just about filling a slot or getting the job done, although those things are important. It's about helping you grow and find community and live your values. There is a price tag attached to every one of these new ideas. It is not an exorbitant one, but it's there. And so that is the first reason we are inviting you to consider increasing your pledge this year, or perhaps pledging for the first time, to help us serve our community more fully, to sustain you as spiritual leaders. Now, the second reason we are inviting you to give more this year might sound pretty boring, but it's actually very exciting. I have a question. Has anybody ever heard of a capital reserve study? Anybody? Some people know what that is. Anybody who's served on a homeowner association board probably knows. This is something homeowner associations do to project out how much money they think they're going to need to spend on maintenance and upkeep over a multi-year period, you know, so that they can plan how much they need to spend to charge for HOA dues. Now, this might sound very boring, but I'll tell you what, if it's done badly or if it's not done at all, the result is that communities have no idea how much they need to save for the future. They tend to lurch from crisis to crisis, and they're always having to do those dreaded emergency special assessments for things that don't really have to be emergencies, if only we put in the time and the thought to plan ahead. Well, congregations are also advised to do this kind of work, and I am so proud that this congregation has, in fact, completed our very first capital reserve study this year, led by our facilities manager, Joe Cross. We now know with a pretty high level of confidence what we will probably have to spend over the next 10 years or so to maintain our building, and this is really good news. It means we are growing up as a congregation. Just think, if you've been around for a while, cast your mind 3 years back. This building expansion was still under construction. Just a year and a half ago, we hired our first ever facilities manager. That's Joe. And now we have done the work to really understand what we need to do to keep our building beautiful and accessible, not only to us, but to all the community groups that are finding a home here. Now, I will say the price tag gave our leaders a bit of sticker shock. We discovered that we really should be putting away about $40,000 a year to cover predictable down-the-road expenses like repaving our parking lot, re-roofing the sanctuary when it comes time to do that. So $40,000 a year, is this a lot of money? Oh, yes, it is. Did our leaders have a moment of yikes when they saw it? Yes, they did. But they took a deep breath and they said, okay, this is what responsible stewardship looks like for us. If we can set aside this level of reserve funding, we can be confident that we can handle just about anything that comes our way. Then they took another deep breath and they said, we can do this. They know you. They know how generous you are. They believe that you are able and willing to respond to this bold vision of abundance, a more vibrant ministry in our community, support for you to grow as spiritual leaders, and responsible for care for our building, which has become such a vital resource here in the community. This is the vision. I think it's a powerful one. It is why your leaders are willing to get out there and ask you to make it happen. Is it ambitious? Yes. But it was set with great care and great love. And still, it's darn hard for your leaders to get up here and ask you, as Ben and Rich and Lee today have been asking you with so much care, to rise to the occasion and increase your giving. I hope you will take every opportunity you get to thank our annual giving team for their courage and their love for this congregation that has led them to be willing to get up in front of you and humbly ask you to give, knowing that the waters of the sea before us are not going to part until we wade in together. So how about it? Would you be willing to try on the role of Nachshon, the one who wades in? I'm so encouraged by all of you who have already taken the plunge. First of all, by our campaign leaders offering us this wonderful example of boldness grounded in wise and careful planning. I want to thank them today. And to all of you who have already made your gifts to this campaign, I want to thank you too. You are amazing. It is beyond encouraging to know that we have already raised well over half the amount which is needed, and to know that those of you who have given have, on average, increased your pledge by over 10%. That is amazing. I want to thank you very much. I'm going to wade in too. I want you to know that I will be pledging 5% of my salary to this campaign because I believe in this vision. I believe that this is a place where people can find shelter from whatever is chasing them to the very edge of the sea. And I believe this is a place where people can discover their own power to give shelter to those who are still coming. And so I ask you to consider today how you are called it to wade into the waters of your life. Yes, I hope you will make a generous pledge today. And even beyond that, I hope you will ask yourself, what is life asking of me now? What is the shore I am still standing on, waiting for the waters to part? Could it be that life is waiting for me to make the first move? I imagine Nachshon at the shore of the sea, before him the deep waters, behind him the soldiers approaching, ready to drag them all back. Moses stretching his hands out over the sea, but somehow it's not quite enough. Nachshon can feel the air shimmering with power. But one more thing is needed, the faith to wade in. In a flash, Nachshon realizes he is the one to do it. He takes a step and another. He is in up to his knees. The water is cold, but his body is humming with energy. He knows he can go forward, up to his waist, up to his neck, almost there. He can feel the magic just ready to lock into place. He keeps going just a little bit more now. And at the moment the water covers the top of his head, he feels the change. It is done. He hears the water whisper to him, "Okay." And in an instant, the sea parts, clearing the road to safety. The people cross over. It is well. Meanwhile, the sea is still whispering in our ears. The sea says the waters are energy, the place where life began. The sea says we will respond to human will when we choose. It said we saw the Israelites on that shore and we wanted them to make it, only they had to believe the thing was possible. The sea says we were glad when Nachshon stepped in. Here was someone who understood that the important thing is not the easy thing, that it is only when you're willing to get in up to your necks that the magic happens. So may it be. Thank you, and amen.